CBS Radio's The Sky.
The Sky.
Now back to Fire It Up with CJ. Be a force for good. And fire it up with CJ. Log on, fireitupwithcj.com. And call CJ now.
248-545-7685.
On CBS Radio's The Sky. The Sky.
We are live from the headquarters of CBS Sky Radio. This is Fire It Up with CJ. She's also now on iTunes, so you can go and search her there and download episodes of her show that you may or may not have missed. Our guest today is Harry Uhana Jim, one of the few living Hawaiian native kuhana. I'm Cassandra from CBS Sky Radio, and now we're going to go back to CJ.
Aloha, and welcome back. Aloha.
Aloha.
And I'm CJ Liu, and we have Kuhana Harry Uhana Jim, who in the last segment we were talking about how we lived a really unbalanced world, whether you look at it from our male and female energies, that it's been for a very long time unbalanced, where there's more male energy versus female. Whether that male energy came from women or men, there's more masculine energy than feminine energy. And what I find is interesting is that the earth is talking back to us, right?
Yeah.
We're unbalanced and the earth is showing dramatic climate change. We're living beyond the earth's balance.
We're living beyond the earth's ability to provide for 8 billion people. It's a real challenge for everybody.
Yeah.
And there is a reason why that is. It's because we created technologies that support such expansion.
Yeah.
And so at the same time, there's a reason to expect us to be able to come back to balance. I remember when this world was masculine, massive masculine dominance back again to the 1940s, when masculine dominance was so pervasive that it was up for women in the United States to actually help and support. By just learning to vote, they were able to keep the entire gross national product going while the men were out at war. And the same kind of thing is coming to place. I just mentioned before how, you know, more women are in corporations and working while men are staying home and watching the children. Now, I know that doesn't look like that's how it happens in your house, but you better check your neighbor. You'll find a lot of men with babies at McDonald's.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Yeah, and that's because they are not in the place where the women are in terms of position.
Right.
They need to take that role.
Yeah.
And doing that, really pulling in their nurturing feminine and taking care of the kid is how we achieve balance. Because
I love that. That is the best thing I've ever heard. Because
yes.
I think it's very challenging for men who decide to stay home with their kids to see that. They see it as emasculating. But versus seeing that as a way of balancing energy.
So this is how we confront a balanced abundance perception. Women, for the most part, we are seeing women having control exhaustion issues. And we are seeing men as rejected, fatigue rejection, as the reason why they can't maintain their ego's decision of who they're supposed to be. When they throw that up and say, okay, I got to create something with a woman, and are willing to give up all their father's perceptions of who they have to be, because the problems are different, but still respecting their father's purpose, which is to carry that gene through completion. I'm here to give you some good news. This is the news. You, personally, each person I'm talking to, is the sum total of all of their ancestors and all of their descendants. You're holding that link together. When you infuse love, trauma will not hold. Love prevails all trauma. There's just no argument about that. Love prevails all trauma. That's the purpose of Ho'oponopono, and that's the direction Ho'oponopono will come as a technology that fills this planet. It is now a word that everywhere on this planet, people recognize that word, Ho'oponopono.
And you think Ho'oponopono is creating balanced abundance. And you said,
Let me explain what that means. Balanced abundance meaning you can have tremendous abundance because you can go to Safeway and buy a mango. But if you have balanced abundance where I come from, you wait for the mango season and you have so much you have to give to all your neighbors. What's the difference? One is controlled and the other is nurtured. The control is masculine force.
Going to Safeway and getting a mango is control.
It's not only control, it costs money. And has no connection to earth. Mm-hmm. In Hawaii, we do celebrate the mango tree. So when it comes out to fruit time, we do the certain things that are necessary so that not only we receive mango, but everybody in our neighborhood receives mango.
Yeah.
And that is the controlled, no, that is balanced abundance for everybody around us. Wow. Because the purpose is to completely recognize that we are living in a community. And the only reason you can give bananas and papayas and mangoes to everybody in your neighborhood is because you know their name. Communities are built by interactions and reactions and mm-hmm. human relationships. Mm-hmm. The principles we use to achieve that purpose are these principles. When we look at how Kuhina has functioned on the planet, we will find that the purpose of this function is to bring balance between masculine and feminine.
Right. Yeah.
And just to make sure that we really understand, because we're moving really fast in thoughts, the purpose of it all is to anchor joy so that earth may be nurtured and bloom heaven here, now, and evermore. And to recognize that it is happening in many cultures, and we're the last to know.
Right.
Because we don't, cultures that are successful aren't reading it. They're doing it.
Right.
Okay.
Right. So then when we want to shift away from our current consumption to one that is more balanced and feeling abundant and, you know, and feel, and still feel abundant, I mean, how do the sustainability efforts of environmentalists today relate to what you're saying?
Environmentalists are fighting one huge problem, and that is lack of resources. Mm-hmm. Now let's look at how Hawaiians see lack of resources. You know, since the beginning of time, as a person who comes from a circle culture, I can tell you that all energy stored on this planet can only be received by human experience through friction. Mm-hmm. You put two sticks together and you rub it until it explodes, and then you create a fire which burns up the energy that's stored from sun.
Mm-hmm.
Combustion is based on that. Oil is based on that. All these forms are based on the idea
mm-hmm.
that there is friction in exchange for energy that is power.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what happens when we don't need friction? When we start to believe inside of us that energy is available. What is available today, and not in the United States, but through several countries throughout the world, is the initiating understanding of how energy can be produced by individual and not gridded, and by doing different kinds of technologies that are really beginning to make huge differences in smaller countries. And it's not available here because the competition from oil is too dominant yet.
Right. You're saying that in other countries there are these different types of technologies, whether
that are bringing,
wind or solar.
Yes,
bringing
in tremendous changes by utilizing the minimum amount of friction energy and the maximum amount of turbulence energy. Like, for example, in China, there is 20 different radiation plants, nuclear plants being built. Mm-hmm. And the statistics has shown us that China has produced so much solar panels mm-hmm. that they have outpaced the incomplete 20 nuclear plants. That's how fast they're moving into this kind of energy that is not about friction, just about converting radiation. We are looking at a whole different way of looking.
Mm-hmm.
There is no harm at all that comes from solar. Mm-hmm. And yet so much is given to the masculine dominance of the stock exchange, which only invests in oil.
I see.
And wow. You know, I got to tell you, this is not just something I'm talking about. This is personal. I have two homes in Hawaii. One is on electricity and one is on solar and gas.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? My electricity bill is $220. And my other house, my gas bill is $5. So please, this isn't something I'm making up. This is something we have to live with in a way, because we pay the highest per capita for electricity on the planet. So we're at the edge there.
Yeah.
We're saying that at this edge, the best thing to do is to invest in those cheap Chinese solar systems, because they're saving us money, hard money.
Right. So you're saying that if you look at masculine energies, that's all about like consumption and like, you know, quick, but there's other.
If you look at masculine energies, it's all about me first. And if you look at the feminine energy in a man, it's all about us together.
You mean a female is us together?
Yeah, the female in the man is the one that's looking for a relationship.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I see. Got it.
Right? And the female in the woman is looking for a relationship. The man in a woman is not looking for a relationship with community. Mm-hmm. It has been taught and educated to protect themselves from community. Mm-hmm. That's why solar system isn't as popular as other sources of energy.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Okay, we have 30 seconds to go. So thank you, Mahalo.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Ani Jim, co-author of The Wise Secrets of Aloha, speaking at East West Bookstore on April 18th at 7 to 8. In the next segment, we are going to talk about circle leadership. We've referenced it a couple of different times. I'm not sure exactly what it is, but I want to know what it is. And online folks, make sure to go to www.fireitupwithcj.com and subscribe to be eligible for freebies and get a schedule of upcoming shows, articles, and coaching tips. We'll be right back.